Welcome to the Brilliant Muskies podcast, where it's always a great day to be a muskie. Picture a mashup mosaic of learning and life adventure, topped with curiosity and who knows what else. Join us as we swim the waters of science, life, and personal greatness. No, you don't need to be scared. Hello, this is Mr. Jorgensen again, and I'm bringing you updates. It's been a while. From room 319, we've been conducting some science activities, and I've got a lab group out here that just gathered their data, and I'm wondering if they could summarize what have you been doing in this investigation. And here you go.
All right. We figured out how far and the speed and velocity of a car coming off a ramp.
Of our little Lamborghini.
Yes. Our little Lamborghini.
Our 80s.
Yeah, so we set up a textbook on the ground, and we put a clipboard on top and then marked spots on the ground with tape, and we accurately
measured the time the Lamborghini took to cross the tape with our stopwatches and our phone.
It was
very accurately.
Well, thank you. I've got more than I even bargained for in that first response. Yeah, coming back to you again from the lab, I'm here with another group, and they're in the middle of processing their reflection, and I was wondering, we've been working through and shaking the cobwebs out, and I'm wondering if any member of this lab team can tell us an easy way we can remember the difference between the X and the Y axis. And go!
The X axis is horizontal, and the Y axis is vertical.
All right, and can you tell me what's going on your X and Y axis for this particular graph?
Numbers.
Good answer. Any more? Can you be more specific, or am I putting you too much on the spot?
We're going from 0 to 2.
0 to 2, and but what number are you? What are you plotting? Like distance, time, speed? What's going on there?
Distance and time.
Distance and time.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you very much.
Yep.
Just take a moment here. I'm gonna share a little pride. No, don't mind me. You can continue measuring. I'm out on the lab floor with a couple teams who struggled the first day, but now they are in to some serious data gathering. I'm proud of you. Nice job. Keep up the good work. Rock and roll. I'm standing here with an arborvitae woodruff muskie, and I'm just curious, Carson, it's your first full week of school back this year. It's Friday, halfway through the day. Could you just give a word or two about how you're feeling at the end of this week and at the beginning of the school year?
I'm pretty tired, and school's been kind of weird with the mask, but it's been pretty fun. Nothing much has changed.
All right. Yeah. Fantastic. I'm going to put some other people on the spot. How are you two feeling? This is Stevie.
I guess...
Oh, that's okay. No one will know. There's lots of Stevies in the world.
I guess it's like, it's kind of confusing, not really confusing. It's like, I feel like it's more stressful than it needs to be because I make things more stressful than it needs to be. But I've been doing good on getting my work done in time and other things like that, so otherwise it's pretty normal.
Oh, all right. That was some nice disclosure. Thanks, Stevie. You rock. So we're wrapping up our first class today. We got a lot of cleaning going on, but decided that I'm going to also learn some Spanish this year. I've got a student, Espanol, who's brand new here. And so my word today that I'm going to learn is velocity, and I'm supposed to say it kind of like
velocidad.
Velocidad. Hopefully I will learn many science words this year in Espanol. Plus, Abigail, glad you're here. Yes, I'm here with a lab team from Core 3. And I just noticed that they seem to be a pretty decent functioning team. And so I'm here to compliment them, but I'm also asking them some advice. So as a team, what advice would you give someone? What makes a good working lab team?
Communicating what you're all doing and all of your ideas, so that you're all working on the same thing and you're all on the same page.
Listening to what your team members are saying.
Everyone working hard and not goofing around.
So like every member of the team is doing what they're supposed to be doing. And you had that on your team this time?
Yes.
All helping each other with their jobs. Like if you're I'm the sanitation supervisor, but we all kind of sanitize the space. We're all kind of doing everything.
All right, well that's wonderful. To end, would you be willing to give me one word that sums up your first 3 weeks back at school, as long as it's appropriate?
Unique.
Interesting.
Tiring.
Yeah. Could you say yours again?
Unique.
Unique. All right. Thank you very much. I'll let you get back to work. Currently with this lab group, we've taken some measurements, and now we're trying to find the average of three of our measurements. Could you explain how we find the average of something?
To find the average, you add up all three of the measurements, or all however many of the measurements you got. In this case, it's three. And then you divide by however many measurements there are, so in this case, three. So that's it. That's your average after you divide.
Wonderful. Thank you for sharing. I'm here with Mrs. Bedard, and really excited she's back in Core 2 this year. Mrs. Bedard, any reflections after your first full week of school? Anything you want to share with our audience out there? We might have at least 10 to 15 listeners.
Awesome. I'm so impressed that you guys are learning your math. I think that's awesome. Very proud of you guys. Also, I wish you guys would be a little bit more chatty, even though you're wearing your mask. You guys are so quiet. I've never had such a quiet kids ever.
Well, thanks, Mrs. Bedard. I didn't know you were going to go there with that one. Hopefully we get what you wish for, but not too much. All right. Well, thank you. Excited. We're right in the middle of our first science lab of the school year, first full five-day week of the year, and we are just lucky enough to have our principal, Mr. Fortier, join us. Mr. Fortier, would you be willing just to give us, how's your mental state? How are you doing this first full week back? How are you feeling about things?
Well, I feel good personally. I think it's a lot to ask of our kids and our teachers, though, to make it five full days at this point in the school year. I've noticed some stress in some kids and really in some teachers too and parents, but I feel good personally. Mm-hmm. Thank you for asking.
Yes.
I'm so happy kids are here. It seems like kids are very happy to be here, even though it's the fifth day of the week. I'm just glad to be back in school. I really am, Mr. Jorgensen.
All right, well, I really appreciate you taking the time. It seems like you must have been interviewed before or something. Are you like a coach or anything like that?
Well, I have been interviewed a time or two. I do coach. I did coach. You know when it's fun to do this is when it's live. We've done some live stuff on Channel 9 and Channel 7 at Wausau for some games. That's fun. And so this isn't live, but it's still really fun. Thank you for doing this with me. Thank you for allowing me to partake.
This is the first episode. It's really a hodgepodge, so it won't be so polished. But I'll send you the finished thing. You can just browse that while you're listening to your iTunes or your Stitcher or whatever it might be.
Thank you, Mr. J. Thank you.
Yep. Just sitting here watching my Core 2 students. They're in from their lunch break. They are diligently working on their Do Now and just thinking how wonderful it is to be back in the classroom face to face. Lots of energy. Looking forward to seeing how Core 2 does on our investigation today. Plus we have our first quiz. I'm sure that's going to go great. Thanks for listening. Remember, it's always a great day to be a Muskie.